This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There are 12-step programs for things that hold us back in life. Think about alcohol, maybe overeating. What about not living up to our paycheck potential? In the June issue of Harper's Magazine, Genevieve Smith goes to Under Earners Anonymous. Ms. Smith, good morning.
Good morning.
So before you went on this journey of discovery, you yourself felt a bit like a person who doesn't earn quite what your potential is?
I think that's right. I think that a lot of us now are dealing with readjusting our priorities. And I definitely had started to feel what I think is a pervasive anxiety that we were never going to get the kind of financial security we all assumed was definitely happening.
So in the beginning, who did you blame for that?
Well, I think I worked at Harper's for a while, and the tendency is to see it as systemic problems, to see that there are huge issues of poverty, of a lack of proper job training that is preventing a lot of us from achieving what we thought we were going to have.
But there's a different thesis here. Some believe maybe it was you and maybe you needed some improvement. So where did you go? It's called Under Earners Anonymous?
Under Earners Anonymous is a 12-step program. It's based on the same idea as Alcoholics Anonymous. And the idea is that under-earning is a disease where you can work on yourself by taking steps. And then they also give some more practical tools, keeping track of your time, creating a budget, and asking for the amount of money that you deserve.
Do you think the process helped the people that were in that group?
At a minimum, people were there, got out of their own shell. They got out of these feelings of loneliness and despair that were preventing them from getting a footing and starting their lives over. And that model, that optimism, can really breed a lot of hope. And it can be the thing that keeps you sending out resumes when you've only gotten rejections.
What about the basic, let's call it a philosophical issue here, which is, who's to blame for all of this? Do you accept this notion that the fault, dear Brutus, lies somewhat within ourselves if we're not earning what we should?
I don't tend to see it that way. I do think that there are a lot of things, a lot of pressures that are beating people down and making them feel hopeless. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that we can't have some agency over our own lives and that we can't take proactive steps.
Genevieve Smith wrote the piece In Recovery, 12 Steps to Prosperity in the June issue of Harper's. Ms. Smith, thank you very much.
Thank you.